be sitting with Mel Sampat. Now, Mel, explain to me what you do here at Microsoft.
So I'm a program manager. First of all, hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. Big fan of yours.
Big fan of yours.
Great, thanks.
This is good.
So I'm a program manager in the developer experience group for Windows Mobile. So our mandate is to make the jobs of developers easier when they're writing applications for Windows Mobile devices.
Okay.
So that's basically it.
Okay. Now, we're here to talk about the integration between Vista and Windows Mobile. So show us what you've got going on here on the big screen.
So let me give you a little background here first. Most of you who've seen screenshots of Vista running are familiar with this this little thing we have on the side called a sidebar, which has a lot of funky little gadgets like the weather, and you know it's got these gadgets to show the stocks and your
There's hundreds of gadgets out there, right?
There's tons of gadgets you can download from Windows Live. So what I've done is we're kind of working on a prototype to enable these gadgets to work on Windows Mobile devices as well. So what you see here on my screen, on my Pocket PC screen, is an application that's hosting a few of these gadgets, the Xbox Live Gamer Tag, the traffic, and the battery.
So you've taken the gadgets basically from your desktop, from running Vista, and now they're running on your Windows Mobile 6 phone?
Yes. So let me show you how easy it is to, first of all, add a gadget to your Windows Vista desktop. So I've got this this folder here called Gadgets. Excuse me. Right here, this one. And it's got a few of these gadgets I downloaded from Windows Live Gadget Gallery. So here's one called Xbox 360 Gadget. I'm going to
download
this. I click Install. And it's already in the sidebar, so I'm going to say Replace. And it shows my humble Xbox.
Oh, what's your gamer score?
It's under 200. Which shows that I work really hard and I have a day job.
There you go.
So this basically refreshes itself every half hour. So if I just go and play some Gears of War and I earn some gamer some points there, it's going to refresh that in just a little bit. So wouldn't it be cool if I could run this on my Windows Mobile device, and even better on the Windows Mobile home screen? So the home screen part is something we're working on currently. But here's my Windows Mobile device. And what I've done is open up a File Explorer window into my device. I'm going to go under this folder called Gadgets, and I'm basically going to drag and drop that Xbox gadget from my desktop to my device. So see how simple it is. I didn't have to do any conversions myself. I just had to drag and drop
that. You just drag and drop it, and then it appears right there on your phone?
Right. So I just need to restart that application, hit refresh. And it shows me one more gadget here. That's the Xbox Live Gamer Tag. When I click there, it shows my...
There you go.
We're still working on some of the kinks. It has to be centered. It has to look pretty, just like the Windows sidebar. But, at this point, it's just a proof of concept, which really shows that we can take gadgets and run them and host them.
That's super simple. And that you're saying that's going to make lives of programmers easier, right?
Yeah. So currently, if you wanted to write... gadgets, or as we call them, plugins, for the Windows Mobile home screen that you see here. The home screen shows you a few of these plugins that come by default: the owner information, the mobile operator, the device lock status. So we want people to be able to customize their home screen and add many more things to their home screen, like the weather or their friend status, their location information. Currently, it's very hard to do that because you have to write code in C++ or some of these languages, which debugging can be very hard. There's a steep learning curve. So if we allowed gadgets to run here, very similar to how the iPhone works, that would make it very much easier because gadgets have a much simpler programming model.
Right.
They can be created using tools like Expression or even Notepad, for that matter. They don't require debugging or compiling. They can simply be created, zipped up, and then run on any...
And now you were saying earlier that was sort of the inspiration for this, right? They're like, you got nothing on us type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen screenshots of the iPhone, and
right.
The sexy machine. It's a very cool looking device, and the fact that they can run gadgets from the Mac OS or what is the
sure
right
That's how Microsoft you are. He's like, I don't even know what the operating system they use.
Yeah. So this really just, you know, enables the ability to run Windows Vista gadgets. And then we take this a little bit further, enable them to work on the home screen, and then, you know, make this available, you know, with a few tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
Desktop developers can take their gadgets and make them run on the Windows mobile device. So let me quickly show you
yeah.
a few more of these gadgets. I'm just going to drag and drop all of these and put
you
them
You can
on
do the- all at once, huh?
Yeah, just they're just files, so I'm just going to drag and drop any of those that are missing. Takes a few seconds, and here mm-hmm. here's the ones that we didn't see earlier.
And that's all refreshing in real time, right?
Yeah. So again, they don't look as pretty as you would hope, but
they will.
They will. Something we want to invest in. Here's the Seattle traffic. Here's your digital clock. With the digits missing. So that's all right.
Very good. And now, as we said, this is just a prototype. You guys are still working on it, right?
Yeah. It's
it doesn't even have a name yet.
It doesn't have a name. It's not really, you know, in any of the productization stages. It's just
right.
something we're investigating and see if, you know, this makes sense for our customers, for developers, and if we can come up with the right distribution model.
Well, I appreciate you letting us take a peek at it in its, you know, early stages and letting the audience know that good stuff is coming your way from Mel Sampat.
Great. And you know, it's because we're, you know, we care a lot about integration, you know, we are always looking for ways to integrate Windows Mobile, Windows Vista,
yeah.
or, you know, like live.com, or, you know, as Derek mentioned earlier, our devices, the Windows Mobile 6 devices, come with a lot of live services.
Yes, and, I was fascinated. I was intrigued.
Know, so internally, we're always looking for ways to make our products talk to each other. We've been pretty good at that in the past with the server and the enterprise tools. This is an example of how you can take a consumer technology
yeah.
and bring it down to your mobile device.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
good stuff.